Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining in today as we face the issues. Let me remind you that you can call in, you can dial in, you can have dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. That's the purpose. The intent of this broadcast is to get you, the listener, our listeners, to join in the dialogue and discussion and to grow in understanding of what's happening in our world from a central Biblicist worldview. It is the central Biblicist worldview that ought to drive and direct our footsteps, our action, and what we say and what we do, how we respond to a dark and dying society. It's based on the directive in the Word of God where the Lord Jesus gives the command, the directive, that we're to be salt and light. And there is a very clear understanding of the Scripture that if salt had lost its savor, then what value is it but to be cast out and trodden underfoot? And ladies and gentlemen, my fear is that we're seeing in these last days the salt becoming, having no savor, no saltiness, no value. And ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about salt and light, the Bible is talking about we the believer. We the believer makes up the body of Christ. We're the church. And I'm concerned about the era in which we're living, where it seems to be true today more than ever in the history of our nation, that we're losing the salt and light. We're losing the saltiness. We're losing the light, the illumination, in a dark and dying society. This is the reason I recommend what I call the Truth Book. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It ought to be the fundamental foundation of all that we say and do, especially as Christians. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as he's speaking to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, there's no freedom outside the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And Jesus himself said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then further, the declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that ought to effectuate change and direction, illumination, and zeal for the gospel of Jesus Christ in our hearts and lives. I don't know of any more of a fundamental way, any greater way, or any better foundation than the Word of God for us to make our decisions based upon what the Word of God says. The Word of God, Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, is God's progressive revelation of himself to man. And it gives for our understanding and edification the plan that God has for your life and for mine. But the further we get away from society, further we get into society, the further we're getting away from the truth of the Word of God. And we're watching a nation today become secularized and humanized rather than being drawn closer to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian fiction novel entitled 1984, where he wrote what he projected would be how America would be by 1984. He missed it by a few years, but I'm here to tell you that what he said in his dystopian novel entitled 1984 is very much what we're finding in society today. And it was George Orwell then in that writing that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we're finding a real disdain for truth today. The truth is going back to the fidelity of the original. Go back to the fidelity of the original. The original is nothing other than the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Truth Book. But it's the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. "Faithful Christians seek the truth. listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And may I challenge us, ladies and gentlemen, to let that be the mantra, the heartbeat of our lives, that we're going to seek the truth and listen. By the way, you won't find truth on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth coming out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth. You won't find truth coming out of Chuck Schumer's mouth or any of those in the Beltway in Washington, generally speaking. They've long since leaned on the truth and depended on the truth. It is a difficult thing to find anything called our modicum of anything called truth coming out of Washington today. We need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. John Huss said that as a 15th century theologian and church reformer. And that's applicable today, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, if at no other time in the history of our great nation or the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment for homeowners like brands, homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions. Tools for Time has a staff, professional staff, that can answer your questions about power backup generation equipment. They can answer your questions about professional landscape equipment. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer your questions and give you directions and insight as to what needs to be done for your lawn care, for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located, ladies and gentlemen, at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe is vital for us to all understand and to grasp and to be in serious prayer before God, asking God to deliver us from the divisiveness and the destruction that's taking place in our nation as a result of the critical race theory and the division in our nation by racial agenda that is by those carried out by those that are socialist Marxists and what they're wanting to do. But ladies and gentlemen, it appears today that America is on the fast track for destruction. Now, I don't know of any other way to put it. I don't rejoice in that statement, but I'm wanting to be a realist for us today. And when you look at the Word of God, you understand that every day, every moment, every hour, we're in the hands of God. God is sovereign. God's on the throne. And as I said recently to someone I was talking with, the scripture that says God is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but his long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance, 2 Peter 2:9. And ladies and gentlemen, we find that is absolutely true today. And we need to recognize that there's coming a day that God's going to say enough is enough. And I don't know when that day is. God does. But we need to be alert and aware of what's taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it further, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That's your telephone number. That call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, your comments, dialogue, and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, we've watched our businesses, our churches, and our economic engines being almost totally destroyed by fear. The fear tactics that's being used today by the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation has had more deaths today from vehicle accidents, malpractice, medical malpractice, and from suicides and depression from COVID-19. Yes, if you go back and look at the real numbers, the real statistics, by the way, CD said back in February, said they finally admitted it, that they had overstated the COVID cases by 116%. 116%. Ladies and gentlemen, they've lied to us from the World Health Organization. Dr. Tedros, Dr. Fauci, or should I call him Emperor Fauci, or as one has called him, designated him as Lord Fauci, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and others, they've lied to us for over a year. And yet we still have politicians and community leaders and those in charge of our lives, civilly speaking, that still believe the lie. And as a result of that, continue to perpetuate fraud and fear on our society today. The latest gentleman, fear has pushed the Biden administration and the socialist media And all of this is used. Ladies and gentlemen, here's where I'm going. Here's what I want us to understand. All of that is the backdrop, which you've heard me say something about over and over again. You understand and familiar with the fact that though COVID pathogen is deadly, it is no more deadly than a hyper flu or pneumonia. And we found that to be very, very true. They've used the PCR testing, which is a phony, farcical way of coming up with the numbers, because overwhelming percentage of those 90% are false positives. And as a result of that, it's had the whole nation under that smoke screen of COVID, and therefore through the COVID smoke screen, ladies and gentlemen, things have been taking place that's detrimental to America, destructive to our nation, and a fundamental flaw in destroying the warp and the woof of society. And the scripture says, if our foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalms 11 and verse 3. And that's the question that we need to ask anytime we face these issues, ladies and gentlemen. But you recall it was Barack Hussein Obama that in his administration, 8 years, said that he was going to fundamentally change America. Well, he didn't get all the loose ends tied up. He's the puppet behind the screen. He's the puppeteer behind the screens for Joe Biden. Just on the early morning Fox and Friends news, discovered that there's an admission by Jen Psaki that Joe Biden is in constant, continual communication with Barack Hussein Obama. He contacts him, communicates with him on all of the major issues, she said, and she played it down that that's only normal for a president to go back to the previous president for advice and thoughts on an issue. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching Joe Biden in carrying out the third term for Barack Hussein Obama to carry out and finish up what he was wanting to do in the fundamental change of America. And that literally means to dethrone the Constitutional Republic and enthrone a socialist Marxist form of government. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps the greatest threat to our Constitutional Republic today is the Karl Marx agenda. The Karl Marx agenda. Marxism. If you say anything about communism, you backtrack a little. It's Marxism, Maoism, socialism, that ultimately is simply communism light. But Karl Marx said during his agenda of overthrowing and making nations communist nations, he said the best tool that could be used would be to divide a nation ethnically, to pit race against race, ethnicity against ethnicity. And ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, in Matthew chapter 24, the Bible says there will be in the last days nation against nation. The word nation there is word ethnos. We get our word ethnicity, or we call it race today. By the way, God created only one race, not multiple races. One race, it's the human race. You have different skin pigmentations, and we have devolved to the point of calling that a race, and it's not a race. There's one race, it's the human race. We have different ethnicities, and that is skin tonation. But God looks at the heart. He doesn't look at the outward tonation of the skin for man. But today, ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist forces, the communist forces, are out to divide and destroy the economic status, and they're doing that, not just the economic status, but the ethnic status in America, and it's dividing it, and it's being done through what is called the critical race theory. The critical race theory says that racism is systemic, that racism pervades every aspect of society, that racism is the cause of everything that's taking place, good or bad. It's racism that's causing it, and out of the racism, the critical race theory, there's today, more than ever before, a pushing for the hatred for anything, anybody that's a white person. But I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that today, Governor Ron DeSantis, just a few days ago, today in the state of Florida, it is illegal to have any critical race theory being taught in the public school system. It is, ladies and gentlemen, the critical race theory is a deadly disease. It is to destroy the basic warp and woof of society. The problem that we have today in our public schools has become a tinderbox for brainwashing our students. Our educational system today, ladies and gentlemen, is controlled by the Marxist agenda of dividing by race. In our public schools and in our public libraries today, ladies and gentlemen, we have full access to videos and books and printed material. And it is from the Marxist, Maoist, communist vantage point that's designed to brainwash and overthrow and destroy our nation. And ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's exactly where we're headed in the United States of America. Let me just read you an article a brief statement. Governor Ron DeSantis proposes civics curriculum that excludes critical race theory. Dateline, March 18th. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing using federal CARES Act money, fund of $106 million for Civic Literary Excellence Initiative, which aims to make the state the leader in civic education. Further, the article states the governor said the civics curriculum would exclude any critical race theory, a theory which addresses issues that have nothing to do with race. He couldn't have stated it any more concisely and clearly. Here's an article that says, DeSantis rips critical race theory, says it won't be in any of the Florida curriculum. Critical race theory will be explicitly excluded from Florida's new statewide civics education, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said while unveiling the program. Quote, a high-quality education begins with high-quality curriculum, which is why we're going to laser-focus on developing the best possible civics instruction standards, the governor said. Quote, Florida civics curriculum will incorporate fundamental concepts with the best material, and it will expressly exclude unsanctioned narratives like critical race theory and other unsubstantiated theories. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's a theory, and he is touching it correctly. Critical race theory dictates that race is the underlying dynamic of all human interaction and views the human experiment as a constant power struggle between the two races. DeSantis said critical race theory would be excluded from our Florida civics educational curriculum. Current U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, that's C-O-R-D-O-N-A, helped implement the critical race theory curriculum in Connecticut students Connecticut students while operating the state school system. Now, keep in mind that Miguel Cardona has now been appointed U.S. Department of Education Secretary by Joe Biden. And he's the one that's in charge of the educational system now for the United States of America. And he's the one that started pushing critical race theory for the Connecticut students in the public school system there. This statement, this article, the governor says this. Let me be clear. There is no room in our classrooms for things like critical race theory, he said to some applause from the support groups. Teachers teaching kids to hate their country and to hate each other is not worth one red cent of taxpayer money in the state of Florida. Now, I want you to remember that. Our governor says it's not worth one red cent to spend money on the critical race theory. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. In American schools today, Jesus and the Bible and Christian principles and prayer are banned in the classroom. Islam yet is taught and pushed as the only true religion to our kids in the classroom. Today, our educational system teaches that it's racist to expect a child of color, to be clearly to clear with you, as the article states, a child with color to add 2 + 2 and get 4. Ladies and gentlemen, that should be a slam on every person that has skin tonation that's brown, black, or any color than white. For a school system to say that it is racist to have a student of color that says that student ought not to be required to add 2 and 2 and get 4. In fact, in the curriculum that's now being pushed on the West Coast, the left coast that is, and New York and other states across the central part of America, that's now requiring teachers to look at it on the basis that if you expect a student of color to come up with 2 and 2 and get 4 rather than 5 or 6 or 7, that's white supremacist at its worst and ought not to be in the classrooms at all. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a stench in the nostrils of God and should be a stench in the nostrils of every conservative, Christian, and patriot in the United States of America. But that's what our school system has devolved into. It's the reason I'm calling it brainwashing our children today. That's exactly what is taking place, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an article that says, how public schools are indoctrinating kids without almost anyone noticing it. Many people have long suspected that government sometimes attempts to indoctrinate the people to increase the government's own power and influence and control of them. Unfortunately, ambitious governments will not stop at merely controlling what their people can say or do. They can want to control their minds also. That should frighten the socks off anybody. This article further says, indoctrination happens through many channels, entertainment, speech, or censorship, but its main instrument is today's educational system. Teachers have a captive audience of malleable young minds for several years. They may have they might have figured out how to make students smart and productive, but they can at least make them submissive and obedient to whatever the government says. Judging by results from the people's experience, indoctrination is not only the problem with rogue regimes, but also a distinctly American problem. However, here it is difficult to determine the extent of the indoctrination and how it works, or even if it does at all. Most Americans might receive a mediocre education, but this education may be so mediocre and such a level of mediocrity that the intended brainwashing might be totally effective. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the brainwashing of our children today. And I've got several other things that I want to say in that regard. But before we have the break before our news, for our news today, I want to introduce to you a special guest that we have that's on board with us today. The president of Biblical Concepts Ministry is Raymond Johnson. Raymond is with us, and we're going to discuss the critical race theory. We're going to discuss that material. We're going to discuss where it's found in Jacksonville, in our own city, and in the public libraries, how it got there, and what we need to do. Raymond, thank you for taking time out of a busy schedule to join us today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. It's always a pleasure to get to join you. It's been a while, been too long since I've been on your program, so it's good to get back with you today.
Raymond, appreciate you having us on. Take a few moments before we enter into the dialogue and discussion to talk about your ministry, Biblical Concepts Ministries. What is it about? What does it do? Why is it important for our community and for Christians to understand what you're doing and investing your time for the Lord in doing it?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So for your listeners that may not know, Biblical Concepts Ministries, we've been working for the Lord for about the last 10 years. You know, we're a Bible-based Christian ministry. We're dedicated to get out there and network with the churches. Excuse me. We want to, build a good environment for our local church. You know, we educate, motivate, and activate. So that's our three goals there. We do a lot of teaching in the churches. Hadn't got to do as much of that lately as I'd like to, but we offer free educational seminars on biblical concepts of civil government. And so you can find that on bcmaction.com. That's BCM for Biblical Concepts Ministries, bcmaction.com. More so than the seminars, we've been really just the watchman on the wall ministry alongside of you and your church and radio program, in the local area for moral and religious freedom issues. So, we're always engaged in public policy issues, engaging city council and the mayor's office or federal issues or more so with local and state issues, just like the one we're about to discuss today. So,
yes, it's a very valuable and vital tool, ladies and gentlemen, as part and parcel of our local educational process from the standpoint of Christian ministries and what we as believers ought to do. Raymond, hang on for a moment. We've got a call on the line. Joseph, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Hopefully I can get through this real quick. The critical race theory is it immediately puts a guilt trip on you and me. It says you owe me. It puts the average American in a defensive position. And basically, the critical race theory is an accusation, and the accuser of the brethren is Satan, and it's one of what I call three core traits of Satan: liar, accuser, deceiver. And I got scripture for all that. But if America is such a bad racist country, why don't they leave?
You've got a good, you postulated an excellent proposition there. And by the way, when you say critical race theory, it's like the theory of evolution. Evolution never reached anything more than a hypothesis, and yet it's being called theory of evolution, being propagated in our school system, educational system, and even to the university level in most universities. And most believe in evolution today because it was done just as we're finding the critical race theory. It's being pushed and propagated so that others will believe it. And just as you said, it's a means of intimidation, the intimidation of those of us that are not of a different tonation of skin. And as a result of it, the mindset is that we're going to force you to bow and buckle. In fact, if we were such a racist nation, how did we ever elect Barack Hussein Obama? How is
right.
it that back many, many years ago, the first Republican leader in the House was a black man? How is it possible that these things are taking place today where there's a greater educational level for all
right.
skin tone nations than in the history of America?
Exactly.
And yet, as you said, if it's so bad, why so many people want to come here?
Right.
Amen.
Right. That's right. And it's all politics. It's all Satan is just causing division in this country in every way possible. That's all it's about.
Absolutely, Joseph. Thank you so much for your call and for your insight. You're exactly correct, right on point with that, because it's a satanic, demonic tool to tear down and destroy, and that tool was being used by Karl Marx many years ago, and it's still being fundamentally used today to divide our nation, and we need to understand that. Raymond, thank you so much again for being with us and for what God has been using you for in being one of the tools and the instruments in our city to come before city council so often and point out the flaws and the failures of what's happening academically, what's happening politically. But as we talk about this, Raymond, this critical race theory is not just something that's in our school system, though that's what we'll talk about for a moment, and it is also in our public libraries. But the critical race theory, just as our previous caller said, it is a tool to bring about a sense of condemnation and a sense of guilt. In fact, it
Correct.
Was a number of years ago, a person that was a black man that was head of the Republican Party, I can't call his name right off, but he'd written a book called White Guilt. And he pointed out then that this thing that is the racist agenda is to make white people feel guilty. And it was Michael Steele that made
right.
that statement, white guilt. And that's what we're finding. The critical race theory is the epitome of what Michael Steele said a number of years ago in his book, White Guilt. So, Raymond, tell us just a moment. What's going on with the critical race theory in Jacksonville? How has it permeated the society? What's taking place, and what are you seeing as a result of your being out and about and being in the Christian circles, teaching and trying to lead people in the right direction biblically?
Right. So, well, with a couple of minutes that I got here before our break here, let me just I'll further explain a little bit about critical race theory. So the root of this comes from Marxism, of Karl Marx. Okay. And it's actually interesting. I Googled Marxism just yesterday, and it was a very interesting what you even get from Google. It actually kind of tells you the truth. It says it comes from Karl Marx, and it's promoting communism, you know,
yes.
and so to putting down capitalism. So you might want to Google that sometime. I just found that as a little interesting note there. But critical race theory is a ideology in a world view from Karl Marx that is absolutely promoting communism. Now, it is a tool that they use. It's just one of many, many planks. You know, we've discussed these many planks, many ways, you know, destroying capitalism or, you know, these LGBT issues, breakdown of the family. There's so many planks or tools that the enemy uses to bring about Marxism or communism, so to break down society. So critical theory or critical race theory is this worldview of the oppressed and the oppressor. And so it's brainwashing our students. It's been, you know, in colleges for a long time, now in our schools and even in our seminaries. We can talk about that more in a minute. But the bottom line is it is a theory that is putting the oppressed and the oppressor, and anybody that is white is guilty of being an oppressor. Our nation
yes.
was founded on that, according to critical theory. So it's the destruction of our nation, national history.
Yes. Raymond, hang on there at the top of the hour news. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial. We'll be right back. About 1 minute news. Then we'll continue our thoughts and talks today on the critical race theory as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.